A government transparency group has sued 10 departments for withholding documents it requested under the Freedom of Information Act. The cause of action also sued the Office of Management and Budget and the IRS on the same grounds. For the whys and wherefores on the lawsuit, we turn to Executive Director Dan Epstein. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us what prompted this lawsuit. Tell us what it is that brought this whole thing on.
In late 2009, the president issued a memo through his White House counsel, Gregory Craig, that basically instructed federal agencies to share information with the president that would be of political interest to the president. And this was information generated in response to Freedom of Information Act requests and congressional requests. And so what my organization, a group of attorneys dedicated to protecting taxpayer interests, want to know is how is the White House injecting itself into an otherwise nonpartisan transparent process.
So you requested documents that would shed light on what it is the White House wanted to know about FOIA requests?
Yeah, so we had the cause of action had sent over 30 Freedom of Information Act requests to various agencies, asking for communications about whenever the White House lawyers consulted with federal agencies about, for instance, a federal news radio request or a Associated Press request or a Bloomberg News request. So a whole host of journalistic requests were being reviewed by the White House counsel's office before the documents would come forward, because it was necessary to do this if there were political interests for the White House. And we want to try to understand what those political interests are. What is the process in which a taxpayer-funded process all of a sudden gets influenced by the president and by his partisan staff? And we've found lots of documents so far from a whole host of agencies, but we're suing these agencies right now because they have not produced any documents. And it's no surprise that the agencies that have been the least transparent are also the cabinet agencies, which tend to be the most politically deferential to the president.
Are there any of the agencies from which you requested these particular documents that did respond?
Yes, we've gotten responses from agencies like the Department of Education. We've gotten responses from agencies like the EPA. But ultimately, a lot of those responses showed how the White House injected itself into congressional oversight requests. We are still probing several agencies to produce documents about the actual communications involved in where they decide we need to have the president's lawyers review these requests and or the proposed responses to requesters. And that's of a special concern to cause of action, because the Freedom of Information Act very clearly says that the White House is not an agency subject to FOIA. When the taxpayers basically said we need a federal public records request law, that public records request law was to allow the public to know what the government was up to by our federal bureaucracies. The White House was not supposed to be involved. And now you have a White House that not only is injecting itself into the FOIA process, but it's ultimately unaccountable, because reporters in the transparency community cannot, by definition, FOIA the White House.
Is this something unique to this White House, or don't they all kind of try to get in the way there to make sure that nothing politically sensitive gets out?
Well, there has been a duty, or at least a policy, from the White House to federal agencies to share information with the White House that originated in the White House. And that's been a policy going on since 1993. So, for example, if there was a document, a policy memo, that came out of the White House, and somehow the Environmental Protection Agency got a copy of this policy memo and a reporter from the Associated Press requested it, well, then there would be a review process. What's unique about this administration is that it's ultimately getting itself involved in documents that never originated in the White House. So if, for instance, there was a federal agency that had a whole host of documents about the president's political travel, but it was based off the Secretary of Health and Human Services calendar, well, the White House then might have an interest in review the documents, even though these documents never came out of the White House and really should have no legal reason for the White House to inject itself into them.
So what kinds of things do you suspect that the White House would be injecting itself into, or would it vary according to which agencies you asked? I mean, you've sued Homeland Security, Justice, Transportation, HUD, State, Veterans Affairs, Defense, Health and Human Services, Energy, and Treasury, along with, you know, the IRS and the White House itself, or the Office of Management and Budget. So do you think there's a range of types of things that the White House would be interested in preventing FOIA?
Yeah, well, obviously one question we have, and especially in suing the IRS, is were communications about Tea Party groups actually part of what the White House got information about? I think practically what we know to date is that any request dealing with things like the stimulus bill, any request dealing with the GSA spending scandal, all of those types of requests went to the White House for review. What that tells us is that the White House wanted to know what were reporters interested in writing about, because if we could get to know what reporters were interested in writing about, we would then be able to prepare prospectively for our own policy messaging and for our own ability to shape the narrative. And it's very clear that there are documents, especially at the Department of Homeland Security, especially at the General Services Administration, that reflect the things that were in the news, that reporters were interested in getting follow-up. The White House was intimately involved, even though legally this really had nothing to do with White House policy. This had nothing to do with White House-originated documents. So in terms of the precedence behind where there's clear delineation for how the White House can review documents, no such precedence existed here.
We're speaking with the executive director, Dan Epstein, of Cause of Action. And now, what about the FOIA requests that were originally made by these news organizations about which the White House requested documents? What do you know about the degree to which those original requests were fulfilled to those organizations?
Yeah, so we have very clear data that a lot of news requesters never have received their documents. In fact, if you look at our lawsuit itself, we consider ourselves a news requester, and there's been at least one agency where it's been over a year since we've gotten documents. The average time that it's taken for agencies to produce documents just to us has been 8 months, which if you look at the statute, if you look at what the law requires, it says produce within 20 business days, not 8 months. So my sense is amongst the transparency community, amongst professional journalists, there have been unreasonable delays of their requests, those that deal with things of interest to the White House. And furthermore, there may be several reporters who've just never received documents on their request. You know, I talked to some reporters last week who indicated that they have historically been told in this administration that there's going to be delay in their documents that they've requested because there's a need to consult with the White House. I think a lot of reporters say that that's a new phenomenon that they've experienced in this administration. Never before have they been told that they're not going to get documents pursuant to the law because the White House needs to be involved.
And so what are you asking the court to do precisely here?
Well, our litigation is quite simple. We are simply asking the court to demand that the agencies produce these documents because all of our causes of action generate from the agency's failure to timely produce documents. They were legally required to produce them within 20 business days. In most cases, it's been over 8 months. We do not imagine that these agencies are going to refuse to produce these documents, usually when you sue them and you bring them into court, they comply with the law. But from a broader public policy perspective, Cause of Action would be very happy to see the president actually get rid of this policy. This is a policy that I think totally goes against the president's rhetoric about transparency. If you really want to be the most transparent administration in history, you don't chill the free press by having the White House inject itself into an otherwise nonpartisan process.
Now, your lawsuit concerns documents that concern other documents that were requested by these news organizations, and let's say that's a subset of all the FOIA requests. What's your sense of FOIA compliance generally in the government right now?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot more Freedom of Information Act requests in this administration than any prior administration, and the rate of response is strong in comparison to previous administrations. I think where the problem is not so much that you don't have a general sense of the desire to comply with FOIA by most federal officials and federal agency employees. What you have is you just have too limited of resources being dedicated to the Freedom of Information Act. And I think often you have politicals at the top of agencies who are very concerned, and I think they've gotten the signal from the president that you don't want information going out there that could be politically dangerous for the president, and so you get involved in that process. I mean, all the way back to 2011, where the House Oversight Committee held hearings on Catherine Popoy, who was a Department of Homeland Security lawyer who was demoted for saying that she refused to allow a political at the agency to review certain Freedom of Information Act documents. I think that is a greater concern because ultimately if you have this culture of politicization, this culture where individuals who want to comply with the law feel chilled and deterred from doing that, you're going to slow down the Freedom of Information Act process. You're going to slow down the efficiency of a process that is absolutely necessary to First Amendment protections in this country.
Any response yet from the White House, from GAO, from OMB, rather, or any of the agencies sued?
Well, we know from some reporters last week that the White House has responded and said, you know, it is committed to transparency. It believes it is the most transparent administration in history. I think that we would like to see just one response from the White House, and I think it's perhaps the only response that's appropriate, which is to get rid of this policy. I mean, this is a policy that instructs federal agencies to confer with White House lawyers about virtually a whole host of requests by reporters, by members of Congress. There's no legal authorization for this, and it has dangerous consequences for the future of a nonpartisan bureaucracy.
Dan Epstein is the Executive Director of Cause of Action. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.